好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才像列子姊妹讲的，我们昨天有20多个人飞下去，还有大概8-9辆车子开下去啊。
More than 20 brothers and sisters flew down to San Diego yesterday, and then a lot of people also drove down.
我们去参加多拉姊妹的这个memorial service 啊。
We went to attend a memorial service for Sister Lola.
聚会里面非常有主的同在。
And the Lord's presence was there at the service.
我们在劝勉的信息里面特别提到，念慈姊妹把她这个封面定成欢欢喜喜进荣耀。
In my encouragement, I especially mentioned about a book that our church prepared. It's called Joyfully Entering to Glory.
我想很少人在葬礼的时候愿意讲欢欢喜喜啊。
I don't think many people would say that joyfully entering into glory in memorial service.
但是从我们姊妹的角度来说，她真的是凯旋归家。
But for our sister, she was returning home victoriously.
因为她在地上为主打了一场美好的胜仗。
Because she fought a good fight while she was on earth.
我们教会的姊妹也把Lola 姊妹过去在香柏木季刊里面所投稿的5-6篇信息汇集成册。
We have prepared a booklet, collecting all the articles that Sister Lola wrote for the Cedar newsletter.
当我在仔细的读的时候，我心里面非常非常的感动。
While I read the articles that she wrote, my heart was so moved.
她真的是美好生命的见证人啊。
She was a testimony of a beautiful life.
她在那么艰苦的里面欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
In extremely difficulty, she joyfully hoped.
而如今她息了地上的劳苦，她进到荣耀里去了。
Now she has rested from her labor and she has entered into glory.
她在地上的时候，她活得讨神喜悦。
While she was on earth, she gained the favor of God.
她也活得令人怀念，令人钦佩。
And she lived such a life that was memorable for all.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要这些文章的汇集的册，可以写信到教会的 office， 我们可以 email 出来。
If you like the electronic copy of this booklet, please write to.Send an email to the church office.
生命是他的奖章，生活是他的讲台。
So her life was her message.
真的是为主做的非常好的见证。
She has done such a one. She was such a good testimony for the Lord.
留在这里的弟兄姊妹也辛苦了。我知道昨天又有很多人来拆除教会的这些设备。
And I know many brothers and sisters came to church to remove the equipment, the stuff here.
我想是神的恩典让我们成为一家人，被神摆在一起。
It is all of God's grace that we become a family in God's house.
我们一样在这里经历世人所会经过的各种的生老病死。
We're going through all the trials of life just as the world.
我们也在地上一起同甘共苦。
And then we go through trials, we go through sorrows and happy.
我们也一起来面对仇敌在教会中的破坏和攻击。
We also face the attacks of the enemy to church together.
同样我们也是一起的在主的面前来承受神在基督耶稣里所要赐给教会那极大的祝福。
And we're also together inheriting the great blessings that the Lord has prepared for his church.
我们也是弟兄手握弟兄的手一同面向应许地。
And then we're holding hands together of facing the promised land.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的是感谢主，让我们活在一个这么荣耀、满了爱、满了生命的大家庭。
And then how we thank the Lord that we get to live in this glorious family.Of God.
这个家是神的儿子亲自在治理这个家啊。
And the Son of God is the head of this house.
我想到我们心里面就喜乐。
Every time we think of this, our heart cannot
rejoice. 神的同在，神自己的主权要在我们中间。
God's presence and His sovereignty is in our midst.
主耶稣真的是好像我们的 Big Brother 一样，好，我们的天父真的是我们 Heavenly Father.
And our Lord Jesus is our big brother, and God is our heavenly Father.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
同样的，感冒季节到了，大家也要注意照顾自己。
And it is also the flu season, so please take good care of yourself.
陆陆续续听到有些人生病了，我想我们都在地上一起经历世人会经历的事。
I keep hearing brothers and sisters getting sick. We go through the life just like everyone in the world.
但是在神家里面却有祷告的保护，也有爱中的扶持和关心。
But in the house of God, there's the protection from prayer, and there's also caring out of love.
但我们祷告会也会在每 次冬天来的时候，为了教会的弟兄姊妹跟孩子们、大人们祷告的。
Whenever there's a flu season in the winter, we will pray for brothers and sisters, children and seniors at our prayer meeting.
我也希望更多的弟兄姊妹从自己的生活、自己的需要里面走出来，能够关心神家。关心这个时代的人。
And I hope more brothers and sisters will step out of their comfort zone and to care for others in the world.
好，我现在回到我今天要讲的信息。
Now I'm back to the message that I'm about to share with you.
你会突然发现今天的信息跟上礼拜不一样。
And you will see this message is very different from the one last week.
啊，当然我要讲的内容不一样。
Yes, the contents may be different.
但是你会发现标题多了一个蜕变的人生。
And then the theme is a transforming life.
因为我上礼拜是讲什么？
What did I talk about last week?
从短暂到永恒，谢谢你们，好，还记得。
It's from temporal to eternal.
啊，弟兄姊妹，从短暂到永恒，太重要的一件事情。
From temporal to eternal, what an important matter.
我回家以后，我一想，我脑筋里面已经祷告，已经出现了十几个题目，都是从什么到什么。
And as I start praying before the Lord gave me more than 10 themes for message.
我觉得每一个都好重要啊。
They're all about from something to something, and everyone is important.
都是在基督里面我们得着的新造的生命。
And it's all about the new life that we receive.
这个改变生命的大能要在我们生活里面改变我们。
That great power that will change life will transform us.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要接受，要宝贝这个宝贝的生命。
We have to cherish this precious new life.
它带给我们的改变，带给我们的祝福太大了。
Because it brings us tremendous blessings.
啊，今天有很多年轻孩子在这里哈。
Today many young brothers and sisters.
我想你们每一年到了 Thanksgiving, Christmas 都很希望得到最先进的手机，对不对？
Every time when Christmas comes, you want to get the latest cell phones.
难道不是吗？
Okay, is that true?
现在的手机。Function 多得不得了。
Nowadays the cell phones have so many functions.
我们那个时候能够抓到电话讲话都很高兴的，有个电话。
When I was a child, we would be very happy if we can get to talk on the telephone.
你知道我看到第一代的 cell phone 是什么 cell phone 吗？
Do you know what kind of cell phone? The first cell phone that I saw.
它比我这个东西还大，要提在手上的。
You know, the first cell phone I saw was bigger than my Bible that you have to carry it with you.
提在手上是已经最 advanced 的，他们平常是 mount 在车上拆不下来的。
That was already the most advanced. The normal ones at that time was mounted in the car.
然后你看现在一个小小的手机。
Now look at a small cell phone.
它不光打电话。
Not only that, you get to talk on the phone.
它可以听录音。
It can record.
它可以听 MP3 的音乐。
And it can listen to MP3 music.
它可以照相。
And take pictures.
它可以录影。
And then take video.
它上面有 calendar, 有月历。
It has calendars.
有计算机。
Calculator.
啊，什么东西都有。现在还有导航系统 GPS.
Or even GPS on your phone.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了吗？一个手机它有这么多的功用。
You see, even the small cell phone has so many functions.
啊，如果我们没有这些认识的话，你以为手机只能打电话，那你浪费了它。
If you don't have the knowledge, then you only use it for talking on the phone, then you're wasting its functionality.
我们今天对这个新造的生命，我们认识的太少了。
But today we have so limited knowledge of the new life.
哎呀，我们以为信耶稣就是将来不会再有审判就是了。
We think that by believing in Jesus, we escape the eternal judgment.
我们没有想到这个生命是跟我们今天的生活发生绝对的关系。
We never thought that this new life has anything to do with our daily life now.
它要从这么多的方面来祝福我们，来改变我们。
It would in many ways bless us and change us.
你会发现，哇，我这个需要，原来这个生命可以应付它。
You would discover, wow, this new life can meet my needs.
哎呀，我这个软弱和痛苦，原来这个生命可以胜过它。
It can resolve my problem and help me overcome.This hurdle.
哎呀，原来在这样子的试探罪恶面前，我的生命能够得胜有余。
But my life can overcome in front of this temptation.
弟兄姊妹，就好像你现在拿着一个先进的手机，回到2000年，不要2000年了，200年前就好了。
Imagine you go back 200 years with a new cell phone now.
哦，那些人都目瞪口呆，哇，这个可以这样子啊
！And people at that time would be so marvel and amazed at this level thing.
弟兄姊妹，你真的会惊讶呀。
Yes, they will be amazed.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要惊讶于我们里面伟大改变的大能。
And we need to be amazed by the great power that can transform us.
我们要让它实际的在我们身上改变我们。
And then we wanted to actually change us.
所以上礼拜我们讲到从短暂到永恒。
So last week we talked about from temporal to eternal.
怎么能够让我们这样又短又少的年日跟永远发生关系啊
？So that with this short and limited life, we get to.Be connected with eternity.
什么时候我们回到这个新造的生命，回到基督里
？Anytime we return and abide in Christ.
我们最平凡的生活都有最最高的价值。
Even the most ordinary life will achieve the maximum value.
啊，这样子的经历都带下了永远的价值。
Such experiences will bring eternal value to our life.
那今天我要讲另外第二个题目很重要的叫做从属肉体到属灵
Today will be the second topic from carnal or fleshly to spiritual
弟兄姊妹我相信我们信了耶稣以后我们都知道在我们里面有几条命
We all know
两条
after we accepted Christ we all know there are two lives within us
一个是受制父母从老亚当从我们的父母亲来的这个所谓叫做旧造的生命
One is from the old creation from Adam and from our parents the natural life
这是叫做圣经上约翰福音第一章讲的叫做从血气生的从情欲生的从人意生的
So that is the life that John, the gospel talk about is from the natural man from the flesh
当我们信耶稣的时候我们 born again 重生叫做从神生的
And when we believe in Jesus we were born again we were born from God
我们得到了一个全新的生命
We receive a brand new life
生儿子的生命
And that is the life of the Son of God
弟兄姊妹在我们里面现在有两个生命
So now there are two lives existing at the same time within us
So far 相信 agree 没有问题的请举手好吗
Please raise your hand if you agree with what I just said
很多人还是没有举手你们不觉得自己有两个生命
Don't you feel that there are two lives living within you
弟兄姊妹这是基督徒得救最关键的事情。
And that is the most critical thing about our salvation.
基督教不是接受一个新的道理。
Christianity is not about a brand new doctrine.
基督教是得到新的生命。
It's to receive a new life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面就有了这两个生命。
So there are two lives living within us.
今天我们讲到什么叫做肉体或是血气。
Today we'll talk about what does it mean to be carnal or fleshly.
其实在新约圣经里面都是同一个希腊字根。
Actually, in the New Testament, they all come from the same Greek root.
都是 sarx.
It's called sarx.
中文翻作肉体。
We translate in Chinese to be of flesh.
很多地方翻译作血气。
Or carnal.
有些地方翻译作情欲。
Or desires.
还有翻译作肉身。
Or the body.
这四个字其实在原文的里面都有用都是用到同一个希腊字叫做 sarx
and they all come from the same Greek word which is sarx
那我们今天就用肉体来做代表
so today we use carnal carnality
那这几种肉体血气肉身情欲都是讲到从亚当来的这个旧造的生命
whether it's carnal or fleshly or the body or the desires they all talk about the life we receive from Adam
它所有的表现
and all this manifestation
所有的性情和特质
all the natures and characteristics
都叫做肉体
they all are covered as being carnal
所以我好几年以前在中国大陆跟弟兄姊妹培训的时候
several years ago when I was in China in a training
我说我们对那种低贱的肉体都很容易明白
I told them we all understand those are base physical desires
像加拉太书第五章说到的有些事情是显而易见的
like in the book of Galatians chapter 5 some things are very visible and discernible
像情欲啦淫乱啦这些尊敬啦这些都是我们很容易了解的
like lust like sexual immorality like divisions these things we can understand
但是我说肉体最可怕的地方
but the most dreadful thing about our flesh
在哪里
what is it
心痛你是很喜欢的啊骄傲啊
Pride, that's what she said.
那个也是低的
这是低档的 it's still kind of a basic.
肉体最可怕的地方在哪里
What's the most dreadful thing about the flesh?
是的你们都是这么聪明会花脑筋的人。啊贪心
Greed.
那也是低档的。
That is still the low level thing.
肉体最可怕的地方就是它有所谓的高档次的肉体。
there's some high standard thing about the flesh.
所以你不会觉得它不好。
So something that you don't think is bad.
甚至你会觉得你在追求这样子的生活。
Or this is some kind of a good thing that you're trying to pursue.
那个肉体到一个地步，你觉得很自然。
And then the flesh acts in such a natural way.
因为它是从本性里面出来的，你认为是理所当然的。
Because it's out of our nature, and we think it's we take it as a matter of fact.
甚至你认为是美好的。
Or you think it's something beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你真的听清楚我刚才说的，我们里面有两个生命的源头。
But if you think carefully, we have two origins.
一个从亚当来的。
One origin of our life.
一个从基督来的。
And one is from Christ.
请问从亚当来的这个生命性情，就是我们没有信耶稣之前的生命。
So from Adam we receive a life, and that is the life before we accepted Christ.
有没有好的？
Is there anything good?
哇，你们这么属灵都摇头。那对不起，我用更准确的，有没有人认为好的？有，对不对？
That man deems good. Yes.
哎呀，你看我们在前面有很多人很温柔。
Yeah, there's some people very gentle.
啊，很肯牺牲自己。
They're willing to sacrifice themselves.
很有热情。
They have passion.
有赤子之心。
And they're very pure in heart.
很喜欢艺术。
They love art.
啊，很喜欢造福人群。
And they like to benefit others.
弟兄姊妹，这都是高档次的肉体。
And those are the we call it the high level, the good part of.
如果他是从亚当里面出来的话，
But if it is originated from Adam,
你说有没有好的？当然有。
Is there anything good? Yes, there's something.
外面这么多没信主的人，比我们基督徒很多的时候，他们的行为、他们的见证都好得多了。
We have to admit that there are many non-believers. They have good, better testimonies than Christians.
所以今天肉体在人身上一个最可怕的一个诡计跟蒙蔽，就是因为我们觉得这些东西都是好的。
So the most sneaky thing about flesh is that we really think they are good.
所以我们注意力只在集中在那些淫乱啦、贪心啦、骄傲啦、增进啦、脾气啦、暴躁啦。
That's why we only focus on those so-called bad things, like the sexual immorality, anger, or strife, division.
在神的眼中，低档次的肉体、中档的、高档的、进口的都是一样。
But then in God's eyes, anything from the flesh, whether it's low level, the high level ones, or even the import ones are bad.
所以我们读一节圣经，好，我们今
天
的背诵经文。
Let's read one verse together.
我们的背诵经文。
It's our memory verse for the week.
虽然四节我们一起来念。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。请我们要注意到一件事情，属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Please pay attention in verse 8. It says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人是跟神为仇。
Anyone who is of the flesh are actually against God.
而且加拉太书第五章说，属情欲的与属圣灵的是相争，彼此为敌。
And then in the book of Galatians chapter 5 says, those who are of the flesh are actually warring against those who are of the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前求神开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask God to open our eyes.
所以保罗说，在我里头，我知道在我里头就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
That's why Paul says, I know in me, that is in my flesh, there's nothing good.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少的时候我们说我们立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Oftentimes we say we can will to do good, but we cannot carry that out.
我真是苦啊。
Woe to me.
有人信主的第一年说我真是苦啊。
Some of the new Christians will say woe to me.
我们可以了解他。
Then we can understand.
信主了五年还在苦。
And after become Christians for 5 years, you still claim woe to me.
信主了十年还在这个苦。
And after 10 years, you're still struggling.
有人信主了30年还说我真是苦啊。
And even after 30 years, some will still say, woe to me.
弟兄姊妹，他活该受苦。
But he deserved to suffer.
保罗早就说了，在这句话7章18节是上下两节的。
Actually, in Paul already said that in Romans 7, chapter 7 verse 18.
他在讲这句话的时候，他说：“我知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体中，毫无良善。”
Paul says, "For I know, he knows that in him there's nothing good."
不管人怎么称我善。
It doesn't matter how people praise me.
但是在我里头毫无良善。
But there's nothing good within me.
我可能有善行。
Maybe I can do good deeds.
我可能有一些旧造的人里面的一些好的性情性格。
Or maybe I might have some good natures.
但是只要他的源头是从旧亚当肉体出来的。
As long as the origin is from Adam.
他就是神不喜欢的。
That is not.What God like.
甚至是受咒诅的神要把他钉在十字架上
it's been cursed and it will be crucified by God on the cross
弟兄姊妹我希望我们在主的面前带着谦卑的心被神开眼睛
I hope that we will all come before God and be open our eyes will be open
虽然在座很多弟兄姊妹听我讲这个听了许多次了
maybe you have heard me talk about this many times
可能你自己也都会讲了
or even you can say it
我这次在雅典讲到的时候他们很多人听过我光碟我就不知道该怎么讲
this time when I was leading the meeting in Athens. Many people have seen my DVD, so I don't know how to preach.
因为我二哥告诉我说你根本不要担心。
And but my brother says, don't worry about it.
他说你照讲。
Just say what you have to.
他说林道亮院长说一个信息一般人要听三十遍才真的听进去了。
Because there's the dean at the seminary school says.People usually have to listen to the same sermon for about 30 times before they actually get it.
他当初觉得林院长大概讲的太夸大了。
Before he thought maybe Mr. Lin is exaggerating.
他说后来他听到 Warren Wisby 说起码要40遍到50遍才真正的能够活出来。
Then he heard Warren Wisby says unless a person listens to the same sermon about 40 or 50 times before he can actually practice it.
所以你们都没听到30遍那是我的错。
So if you never heard me talk about it more than 30 times, then it's my fault.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要认识这两个太不一样。
We have to know these two origins are very different.
所以当我们真认识这个的时候，就像黎弟兄说的，你会把肉体当作大麻风一样，你逃避它。
If you really see the sinfulness of the flesh, then you will treat the flesh like leprosy that you want to run away from.
你知道它对我们造成的伤害。
You know how it will damage us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要认识，不光是平气低贱的事。
So not only that we will run from those base of the low level things.
连人所认为良善的或是高档的肉体我们都要小心。
Even things of the flesh are, that deemed good by others, we have to be careful.
有人生来其实就很温和。
Some people are born, naturally gentle.
大家称他脾气好。
And then people say they have good temper.
他自己也认为自己脾气很好。
They even think so themselves.
弟兄姊妹他不认识自己。
Because they do not know themselves.
直到有一天，这是我听到别人的见证。
Until one day.
直到有一天，神兴起安排了一个人在他旁边。
Until one day, God brought another person.
他才发现，原来他的温柔、他的忍耐是这样子的不管用。
Then he or she will realize that her natural gentleness does not work.
神不暴露我们的本相，不把我们带到尽头，我们很少认识肉体的有限和败坏。
If God does not lead us to the end or to expose us, we will not realize the corruption of our flesh.
如果今天在你我的中间，在座的弟兄姊妹中，生活中有任何人叫你不舒服。
If there's anyone in your life that's causing you to be uncomfortable,
我为你感谢主。
I thank God for you.
你也要谢谢主安排的这个人在你旁边。
You need to thank God for placing this person next to you.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候神在这里是为了要拯救我。
A lot of times God does this in order to save us.
在我里头
，because within me，
在我肉体中
，in my flesh，
毫无良。
There is nothing good.
如果我们不认识肉体的可怕
，If we do not get to know the corruption of flesh,
我们如果不知道肉体居然会给我们带到一个不能讨神喜悦的情形
，That the flesh will lead us to a state that will not please God,
甚至是成为神的仇人
，Or even become enemy of God.
我们真是要逃避它。
Then we have to run away from.
我好多年以前
，Many years ago,
我在报纸上看见一个消息
，I read a news on the newspaper.
他说在中国有一个地方火锅很有名。
So there's a place in China that the hot pot is very famous.
很多人都很喜欢去吃。
Many people like to eat hot pot.
结果后来经过调查发现。
And after being investigated,
有50%以上这样子的火锅店。
More than 50% of such restaurants that provide hot pot.
他们在火锅里面偷偷掺的罂粟。
They secretly put opium in their hot pot.
啊，所以当人越吃越爱吃，越喜欢吃。
So when people eat it, they will love it and want more.
后来就上瘾了，不能不吃。
And they become addicted that they cannot live without.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌在我们身上的工作远远超过这个。
You know, the work of the enemy is far more than this.
他叫我们凭着自己来行善。
Because he calls us to do good out of our own will.
对那些爱主、对不爱主的人，对那些不爱这个不敬虔的人，他用低贱的事情来破坏他。
For those ungodly people, the enemy destroyed them with those corrupted things.
啊，他用那些色情的东西啊，败坏的东西啊，在破坏这些人。
Like the corruptions, like pornography, anything to
destroy them. 对那些有心追求主的人，弟兄姊妹，他用高档的试探来破坏人。
But then for those who desire to pursue the Lord.The enemy destroyed them by those high level things.
让我们在一生所追求的，直到有一天去见主的时候，发现火一烧，全部烧掉了。
So until one day we get to see the Lord, then we realize all the works cannot stand the test of fire.
因为是用草木和谐所建造的。
Because they were all built with the wood, hay, stock.
金银宝石的建造跟草木和谐的建造最大的不同。
The difference between building with silver, gold, and precious stones, and then wood, hay, and stock.
从经历来说，是不是在基督里？
From the experience point of view, is whether it's in Christ.
还是在血气里
？Or you did all these in the flesh.
草木和谐就是说到血气啊。
If you build something out of wood, hay, or stock, actually you're doing it out of flesh.
最大的不同在于他们的结局。
The major difference is their ending.
经得起火，经不起火。
The result, whether they can be tested by fire.
怎么样？所以我们常常希望我们有一个祷告，就是说主，如果那一天会被烧掉，求你今天就先来烧掉它。
So we all to have this kind of prayer, Lord, if my work cannot withstand the test of fire, please burn them up today.
主，如果我那天去见你的时候，我一身的果效会被火烧的话，我宁可希望你今生先来提醒我。
Lord, if all the my labor would not stand the test of fire, I hope that you will remind me today.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们学习知道什么叫做随从灵，在基督里来生活。
Let's learn how to follow the Holy Spirit and live with the Spirit.
所以圣经上讲说，体贴肉体的就是死。
That's why the Bible says, to be carnally minded is death.
所以你活在肉体跟活在圣灵里，很明显的一个分别。
So the major difference between living in the flesh or living in the spirit.
圣经上讲的体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
那今天我们是不是活在基督里，活在新造的生命的自由里？我们自己知道的，弟兄姊妹。
So we know whether we're living in Christ in this new creation.
拿一个我们稍微可以明了的例子，就是电器跟电源之间的关系。
To give you an example so that we can understand, it's the relationship between electric appliances and the outlet, electric outlet.
今天我们在圣灵里面，这个电器就能够 function, 它就能够带下祝福，带下结果的。
If we operate in the Holy Spirit, then this electric appliances will work, and you will see the result.
你看电锅啊。
Look at the the rice cooker.
啊，你如果没有插电的话。
If you did not plug into the outlet,
你虽然把开关开了
even you turn it on,
然后你就去做别的事情
and then you go, you turn around and do something else,
去泡菜啊，去干嘛
and you go cook your dishes,
等到回来要吃的时候打开来
and you come back and ready to eat dinner,
它还是生的
the rice is still raw.
啊，这是说我在读研究所的时候，我们那时候一次痛苦的经验
and that was my experience when I was in grad school.
啊，我们中国人都在做菜，找了一个马来西亚的朝生，叫他负责煮饭。
While we were cooking, we asked a brother from Malaysia, and we asked him to cook the rice.
等到菜都摆上桌的时候，要去开饭锅，一开开来都是生米。
And then after we finished all the dishes, we opened up the rice cooker. The rice was uncooked.
就是没有连于电源。
Because he did not plug into the electric outlet.
你说空调。
Look at the air conditioning.
它只要离开电源。
If it's not plugged in.
虽然设备都在。
Yes, the equipments are all there.
但是你不能享受它。
But you cannot enjoy it.
电灯也是这样。
The same with electric light.
前两天我书桌的灯我怎么开它都不亮。
A couple of days ago, I just couldn't turn on the lamp on my desk.
然后爬到桌子底下去的时候才发现电源松掉了。
And then I took a look and it was not plugged in.
所以它不能够让你在黑暗中带下光明。
So it could not provide light.In darkness.
因为你跟源头分开来了。
Because it's separated from the source of electricity.
所以弟兄姊妹，仇敌还不需要引诱我们犯罪。
The enemy does not even have to tempt us to sin.
他只要能够让我们满足于活在原来的肉体中，他就已经大功告成。
If he can cause us to be satisfied, with living in our old creation, then he has done his job well.
他知道你对他不会产生威胁。
Because he knows that you will not become a threat to him.
他知道你所有所作所行不会有永恒的果效。
He knows that anything you do will not have eternal value.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们需要回到最根本的救恩上面来看。
Therefore, we need to go back to the fundamentals of the salvation.
而底下又说到情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
It says the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh.
这两个是彼此相敌的。
They're warring against each other.
保罗说我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们。
Paul says, I told you before and I'm telling you even now.
他说行这样事的人不能够承受神的国。
Anyone who does these things cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
接下来加拉太书第六章保罗说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
And in Galatians chapter 6 it says do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
But whatever the man sows, he will also reap.
顺着情欲就是肉体哈，大家不要以为情欲都是讲那种很低档的。
For anyone who sows to the flesh here is not just the lust or sexual desires.
必从情欲收败坏。
Anyone who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life.
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
我想现在 在中国最热门最流行的是什么，大家知道吗？
What is the most popular thing in China now? Do you know?
炒股哈。
It's the stocks.
啊。你种到哪一家公司，你就收哪一家公司的结果。
Wherever you sow your money in certain company and you will reap.
原谅我用这么低档次的例子，因为这个很容易明白。
Sorry for this example, but it's easy to understand.
你种钱种对的公司，你就收得多。
If you sow the money at the right share, then you will reap more.
如果有人可以给你内线消息的话
，If someone can share with you inside information,
告诉你说三个月后这家公司的股价会是多少
，And then if they can tell you the stock price for this company after 3 months.
你高不高兴？
Will you be happy?
哦，你们都好神圣啊！
You all look very godly.
从前有一个笑话，讲到有一个人在海边捡到一个油灯。
This is a joke that someone found a lamp on the seashore.
他就好奇地摸一摸。
So out of curiosity, he started rubbing the lamp.
跑出了一个 genie 啊！
A genie came out.
他说 ，What I can do for you, master? 他说我能为你做什么
？So it says, what can I do for you, master?
他说我可以帮你做一件事情。
And then the genie says, I can.
对 ，genie 跟他说我可以帮你做一件事。
I can do one thing for you.
那个人想了很久以后。
So the man thought about it for a long time.
他说我要明年今天的股票消息哈，就是那个财经版的股票消息。
Okay, I want the stock market information of.Next year, today.
这样他就可以好好投资嘛，对不对？
Then he will know what to invest.
哇，那个唰一下拿了一张报纸啊，明年这个时候的报纸。
And Jeannie immediately got a newspaper.
啊 ，HP 多少钱 ？Cisco 多少钱 ？Google 多少钱？通通都出来了。
Okay, the share price for HP, Cisco and Google, they're all there.
他在那里看的时候高兴得不得了。
And then he was so happy looking at.
他比别人有最新内幕消息，明年的股价。
Because he has this inside information about next year's price.
你诚实讲嘛，你手上有这张，你高不高兴
？Okay, be honest. If you have this information, won't you be happy?
就在他很高兴看完的时候
，But he was very happy reading the newspaper.
他把报纸折起来，在那里想，明年这时候我不一样。
And then he folded the newspaper, says, "I will be different, today, next year."
他突然看见报纸折过来，后面有他照片。
And he folded the newspaper. All of a sudden, he discovered there's his picture on the newspaper.
丧事启事。
Whoops. There's a memorial service for him next year.
明年
today.
他要被安葬了。
That he will be buried today, next year.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这个虽然不见得只是这么巧合，明年结束。
So, it's a joke. Might not be such coincidence.
如果我们知道什么样子的投资，到最后会让我们所有的投资都失去了。
But if we know what kind of investment will cause total loss,
你决定不会去投资。
Then you will not invest your money there.
尼弗森弟兄时代是说不要存钱到快倒闭的银行。
During the time of Brother Watchman Nee, there's a saying, do not deposit your money in a bank that's gonna go under.
我们这世代的人就会知道，你不要去投资那个快倒闭的公司。
And in our generation, do not invest your money on a company that will go under.
可是稀奇的事情就是，我们把我们的爱情、我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的恩赐，我们都投资到必朽坏的事情。
But then what's amazing is that we invest our love, our money, our time, and our gifts.Into something that will,
不要自欺
that will perish.
神是轻慢不得的。
Do not be deceived. God is not to be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, he will reap.
凡顺着情欲撒种的，要从心顺着情欲撒种的，要从情欲收败坏。
He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的，从圣灵收永远。
He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，今天不光只是我们这个人花不花时间在神家的问题。
It's not a matter whether we spend time at church or not.
我们奉不奉献到神家的问题。
Or it's not a matter if we offer money or not.
今天是更深入讲到我们生命里面的问题了。
We're talking about something even deeper. It's about our life.
到底从我的旧生命出来的，还是从我新生命里面出来的？
Whether it's of my old self or the new life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这件事情是绝对不能够等闲视之，太重要的事了。
Please do not take this matter lightly.
我希望我们每一个人都在乎这件事。
I hope every one of us will care about this.
保罗说不要自欺。
Paul says, "Do not be deceived."
你可以说余弟兄，你讲的太过头了。
You might say, "Brother, you're being exaggerating."
你说余弟兄那样子的生活太辛苦了。
So、it's too hard to live a life like that.
你觉得我目前的生活还好？
You think, oh, my life is okay now.
弟兄姊妹，我们认为好并不代表它真好。
Whether you feel okay or not does not mean that it's actually okay.
我有一个很熟悉很宝贵的弟兄。
There's a brother I'm very familiar with.
他现在不在我们中间，我二十年前认识他的时候。
I knew him from 20 years ago. He's not here now.
他说他的父亲长癌症。
Says his father had cancer.
他们不敢告诉他
and they dare not tell him.
但是他们劝他去做健康检查
but,
住到医院去
but then、they asked the father to、get physical exam to live
爸爸
一直说 in the hospital.
我没有问题我干嘛去
and the father says、I'm perfectly fine why should I go to the hospital
但是他其实已经肺癌很严重了
but actually he had very severe lung cancer but he didn't feel it
就是我们不觉得并不代表没有问题
if we don't feel there's anything wrong does not mean that there's nothing wrong
我曾经说过我的父亲非常会打乒乓球啊。
My father is very good at ping pong.
他这一辈子难得碰到几个对手，但是现在可能人越来越厉害。
There's hardly anyone that can beat him.
有一次有一个人跟他年纪差不多打过他。哇，他心里面非常高兴碰到对手。
Once there's someone was his match and was very happy.
这位老伯伯呢，这个健康的不得了。
And that elderly man was very healthy.
结果。突然有一天发现他癌症
and all of a sudden one day he discovered he had cancer
几个月内他死掉了
and he passed away in several months
我父亲告诉我
my father told me
他说这一位先生
this gentleman
他太信任他的健康
he was too confident in his health
所以他认为他从腰以上的地方都没问题
he thought there's nothing wrong in his body from the waist up
所以他每一次去做健康检查绝对不检查他这一半
So every time he went to get physical exam he never examined anything above his waist
结果他生病就生在肺癌。
But then he died of lung cancer.
他发现到他死只有几个月的事情。
Only took him several months after the exam.
因为怎么样，我们认为自己还好，还不错，并不代表我们真的还好，还不错。
If we feel we're okay, does not mean necessarily we're okay.
只要我们还顺着肉体活，弟兄姊妹，我们就是在大错特错的里面。
If we're still living according to the flesh, we're in a major mistake.
不管别人夸不夸奖我们。
Whether people praise us or not.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要神开我们的眼睛呢。
We need God to open our eyes.
我自己讲这个道，我都需要神的光常常光照我。
When I prepare this message, I need the light of the Lord to enlighten me.
因为我们太容易活在肉体里了。
Too easy for us to live in the flesh.
容易到一个地步，它真的是我们的本性，这么自然的就活在肉体里。
It's so easy that we live in the flesh so naturally.
所以我们要怎么样子能够活在主里面呢
？So how can we live in the Lord?
在这里我讲到的是要从客观上同定事实的接受，到主观上在圣灵里脱离的经历。
In the second bullet, it says from objectively accepting the truth.Of being crucified with Christ to subjectively experiencing freedom in the Holy Spirit.
人家说听来的很容易忘记哈，过一阵子只剩下15%了。
It's hard to retain what we hear. After a while, we only retain about 15% of what we hear.
自己练过的会记得20-30%。
But then if we actually read it, we will remember more.
说过的大概会记得一半。
And then if we talk about it, we'll probably remember half of it afterwards.
真的经历过活过的会记得80-90%。
But if you experience some truth, then you actually remember about 80 or 90%.
我们从最低的开始进步好不好
?So let's make progress from the bottom.
我这句话写得太最长了我想听过就忘了。
So this sentence is so long, I bet you probably forget about it already.
我们一起来念一遍。
So let's read it together.
就是我的第二个重点。
So that is the second bullet
from 客观上同定事实的接受到主观上在圣灵里脱离的经历。这样记得了哈。
Now do you remember?
在客观上
objectively,
圣经上告诉我们我们一起念底下的那节经文加拉太书5:24。
Let's read the scripture, Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 together.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。好这是叫做客观的事实。
So this is the objective truth.
为什么因为他说已经。
Why? Because it says have already.
我们真的相信我的肉体已经被钉在十字架上吗
？Do we believe that our flesh has been crucified on the cross already？
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们很少用信心去接受这个事实。
We hardly accept this truth by faith。
他已经跟基督同钉十字架，已经死在十字架上了。
Our flesh has died on the cross with Christ already。
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这叫做客观的事实。
And that is objective truth。
要怎么样子进到主观的经历呢
？How do we enter into a subjective experience？
我们需要靠着圣灵。
I have to go through the Holy Spirit。
啊，我想举两个简单的比喻。
I'll give you some examples。
啊，这个一棵大树，好像约伯记讲的，你一棵大树，啪一下你把它砍断了。
Say like you cut down a big tree。
你从底下的根把它切断了。
And then you cut off。
整个大树枝倒在地上。
And then the tree fell on the ground。
它其实死了。
Actually, the tree has died.
因为它跟生命断绝了。
Because the trunk is separated from the life source.
所以枯干死亡是它必然的结局。
So the trunk will go through withering and drying up.
可是你会发现很稀奇的一件事情。
But you will find something.
当这个树倒在地上的时候。
While the tree trunk falls on the ground.
你在未来的几天，你还会发现它的树梢可能还会发嫩芽。
In the next couple of days, you will still see the little branches budding.
你如果纯粹只看嫩芽，你以为它活着。
But if you look at those new leaves, you will guess maybe the tree is still alive.
就的主观来说，就的客观来说，它其实死了，因为它离开生命源。
But actually, objectively, the tree has died already because it's separated from the source of its life.
假装它是一棵大苹果树的话。
Say if this is an apple tree.
那你是一个头脑还正常的人的话
And then you are a normal person with a clear mind.
你从那一天开始你不会再去这个苹果树上找苹果
From that day on, you will not go to that dead apple tree to look for apples.
虽然有新芽新叶子还在长
There might be new leaves coming out.
但是你知道它死了
But you know that tree has died.
当我们接受肉体同定的事实的时候
So when we accept the truth that our flesh has been crucified.
你还会发现肉体好像在我们生命中会出现
But you still see flesh in our life.
而且你就要像看那棵倒在地上的苹果树一样。
You ought to treat it just like the dead apple tree.
你会接受它已经死的事实。
You have to accept the truth that it's dead. It's dead already.
所以我们需要用信心与我们所听见的道调和。
Therefore, we have to mix what we hear with faith.
有一个老姊妹在对着抗战的时候。
There's a sister during the war with Japan.
她还是一个年轻的学生，年轻的女孩子。
At that time, she was still a young girl.
她们那时候最怕碰到日本兵。
That time, what they're afraid the most is to encounter some Japanese soldiers.
多少人被抢夺、被强暴的。
Because many people got robbed or even raped.
当这次抗战，突然有一天收音机爆出来说日本投降，无条件投降。
And all of a sudden, the radio says, "Okay, Japan has surrendered. China has won the war."
哇，鞭炮四起，他们都高兴得不得了。
People rejoicing and celebrating everywhere.
可是，在被他们所住的被日本人占领的那个小村镇里面。
But in that little village, still occupied by Japanese soldiers.
日本兵要撤退，还得花一段时间。
Because it still took some time for Japanese soldiers to withdraw.
所以，当他走到马路上，突然听见日本兵。踢正步的声音过来的时候，他本能的躲起来。
So while she was walking on the street and she heard the footsteps of a Japanese soldier, she instantly hid herself.
明明日本人投降了。
Yes, the Japan has surrendered already.
但是那种习惯性的害怕，过去的经验仍然让他躲藏。
But out of his past experience, the fear still caused her to hide herself.
刘姊妹在基督里面，神已经把肉体和肉体的激情私欲都钉在十字架上，因为基督得胜。
But in Christ, God has crucified our flesh and its passion and desires on the cross because Christ has won already.
这是事实。
And that is a fact.
我们要怎么样子从主观上，我们可以进到这个经历来
？But how can we enter into this experience subjectively?
因为怎么样，基督释放了我们，叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
When Christ has set us free, we are free indeed.
我们已经不再欠肉体的债。去顺从肉体活着。
We no longer owe debts to the flesh that we have to follow the flesh.
罗马书八章十二节十三节这里说，我们不再欠肉体的债。
Says we no longer owe debt to the flesh.
原来我都用很平凡的事讲哈。
Forgiving me for giving you simple example.
在弯曲的人都很羡慕过一个生活叫做。Debt free, 听过这两个字没有
？People in Silicon Valley like to live a life called debt free.
哦，这里的 mortgage 这个 payment 把人压得喘不过气了。
Because the mortgage is so heavy for everyone.
如果有一天突然有人帮你 pay off， 说你 debt free, mortgage free.
If someday someone pay off the mortgage, so you become debt free.
高不高兴
？Will you be happy？
怎么都还是这种表情
？How come？
就是那样，我们一定高兴的。
Of course, we'll be very happy.
今天在肉身里面，在基督里面，基督赐我们真自由，我们不再欠肉体的债。
Today, God has given us true freedom in Christ, so we no longer owe to the flesh.
去顺从肉体活着。
That we no longer have to live according to the flesh.
因为这边这个真的是需要看见。
We need to see this.
然后要来自取这个经历
，and we have to receive and then to experience it.
有一次有一个猎人
，once there's a hunter，
看见一只老鹰
，and then he saw an eagle.
他脚上被一个捕动物的那个陷阱的那个铁器卡在他的脚上
，and it's actually got a trap on the claw.
他几次想飞一下就掉下来。
So the eagle was trying to fly, but because of the trap.It could not fly.
他的力量飞一点，他又掉下来，因为那个铁器太重。
So the eagle tried to make some attempts, but it always fall because of the trap.
他知道这个老鹰逃不掉的。
So the hunter knows that this eagle cannot escape.
弟兄姊妹，这个铁器突然掉的时候
，But then all of a sudden the trap was released.
我们可能因为痛的经历，让我们有时不太敢再努力了。
But maybe out of our painful experience, we dare not to try again.
可是如果我们真知道它掉了。
But if we know that the trap is
released,
so we can once again soar up
on our wings.
So that in Christ, He has set us free.
所以在这里说，你们体贴肉体的，就是死；体贴圣灵的，乃是生命平安。That's
why the Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life.
所以我们需要知道这一件事情，肉体不应该带来瑕疵我们，我们不欠他的债。So
we ought to know that we no longer owe to the flesh, and He can no longer bind us.
因为基督在十字架上救赎了我们。Because
Christ has redeemed us on the cross.
第二件事情。
Second thing,
我们要知道圣灵已经内住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit has dwelt within us.
罗马书以弗所书第三章说，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。Ephesians
chapter 3 says God can achieve for us great things that beyond our imagination. Out of the power that's within us.
所以我们要认识这个的内住，大能在我们里面。
So we have to know there's a great power living within us.
第三件事情。
Third thing.
学习随从灵而行。
To walk in the Spirit.
既然这个圣灵在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
而且它正在运行。
And it's working now.
所以你要接受这个改变的大能和释放的大能。
In order to receive this great power of transformation,
在于你跟他之间的配合。
It's up to how you cooperate.
他发动我们跟随。
If he initiates, we have to follow.
他要求我们顺服。
If he commands, we obey.
他运行我们接受。
If he works, then we receive.
他立志我们配合。
If he wills, then we cooperate.
因为他是活着，他在我们里面运行。
Because he's living and he's working within.
我们要学习随从他。
We need to learn how to do it according
to. 就像 Rick Warren 说的那个冲浪的人。Just
like Rick Warren says, those windsurfers.
他本身不能，也不需要去制造浪。The
surfers do not have to create big waves.
那个浪是他自己来的。The
waves will come by itself.
而我们是要乘风破浪，顺着这个浪。But
we have to learn how to catch the waves.
今天圣灵在我们里面运行。And
today the Holy Spirit is working within us.
神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大能大力。
According to this great power that is at work within us.
充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to accomplish things that are beyond our imagination.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
当一个人真正这样子活在这种 transformation 被神改变的过程,
if we actually live in this process of transformation,
我们的人生是一个交换的人生,
then our life is a life of keep replacing,
我们的生命是一个交换的生命,
then our life is a life of replacing,
什么时候不再是我,
anytime we say it is no longer I,
什么时候让我们活在基督里,
then that is the time we live in Christ.
什么时候我们脱离肉体,
anytime we depart from our flesh,
什么时候我们被带进在圣灵里面,
that is the time we are led into the Spirit.
什么时候我们脱离短暂的,
anytime we depart from temporal,
让我们活在永远的,
then we live in eternal.
所以他兴旺我们衰微,
so when he increases, we decrease.
是一个新生命长进的明证。
And that is the proof that the new life is growing with
us. He increase, I decrease.
So more and more, he will increase and I will decrease.
基督越来越兴旺,
Christ will increase.
我们越来越衰微,
and we will decrease.
我们越来越没有自己,
more and more, we lose.
越来越多我们活出了基督的自己,
and then more and more, we live out the life of Christ.
所以我们要防备保罗在哥林多前书三章所说的。
So we have to prevent the scenario that Paul says in 1 Corinthians
3. 保罗说你们那时你们不能，如今还是不能。
Paul says you were not able to at that time. Even now you're still not able.
如果你把那时如今圈起来，这真的是我们的提醒了。
If you highlight at that time and until now.
那个时候我们不能够吃干粮。
At that time you could not take spiritual solid food.
现在还是不能吃干粮。
Now you still cannot take solid spiritual food.
那个时候属肉体。
At that time you were carnal.
今天还是属肉体。
And now you're still carnal.
弟兄姊妹，没有 spiritual delta, 没有属灵的不同长进。
There's no spiritual delta in your life.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个非常可悲的基督徒。
And that is a miserable Christian.
我们都要提醒自己。
Let's all remind remind ourselves.
绝对不让主来说你那时如何，如今还是如何。
Do not let the Lord rebuke us as you were like this before and still now.
那时你怎样不能，如今还是不能。
At that time, you were not able to, and still now, you are not able.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们个人身上有很多肉体要对付啊。
So there are a lot to be dealt with in our flesh.
我们脾气不好。
Or we have bad tempers.
我们很自我中心。
Self-centered.
我们贪图享受。
We like pleasures.
或是我们这个人这个主观固执，我们个人的问题不一样。
We're stubborn, narrow-minded, we have all different kind of problems.
我都希望看见神改变的大能在我们身上改变我们。
I hope the great power of transformation is actually changing us now.
我想就的个人，我们个人自己应该都知道的。
So we all know probably our problems.
我们周围的人也可能早就已经抗议过，提醒过我们的。
Or maybe people around us already reminded us.
我们有太多的未得之地要让耶稣来改变我们。
There's so much land still to be possessed by us.
请大家注意。
Please be attentive.
当你脾气不好的时候。
When you have bad temper.
不是说你只要把脾气改好你就属灵。
It does not mean that just change your temper you become spiritual.
而是借着脾气不好这一个提醒跟这一个指标。
But because you have bad temper, that is a mark, like a
我们借着它来经历学习不再是我乃是基督。
Through this bad temper, we learn what it means to live as Christ living.
而当你真的借着改变脾气的这个点来学习不再是我乃是基督的时候
Through the process of changing your temper, then you get to experience it is no longer I, but Christ.
你就顺带的承受活出了基督其他的荣美来了。
Then because of this process,You end up receiving all the beautiful nature in Christ.
错误的宗教教导就是让我什么地方有问题，我只是解决什么问题。
The wrong religious teaching teaches us to just solve the problem that is causing us problems.
今天就连很多基督徒也是掉到同样的陷阱里面。
And many Christians fall into the same pit.
好，只想解决我的问题就是脾气。
That we only want to solve our problem, that is our temper.
但是神是要解决我们生命本质、生命源头的问题。
But what God wants to deal is the source of our life.
所以如果我们在这个点上认真的话
，But so if we pay attention and very serious about solving this problem,
我们就学习不再是我乃是基督。
And we learn what it means to live.
当你乃是基督的时候
，That is no longer I but Christ. When you experience it is Christ.
你决定不是只有脾气改变了，你一定很多方面都改变了，对不对？阿父阿们。
The end result is that not only that your temper changed, but many areas you experience transformation.
好像粽子或葡萄一样，你抓的一颗整串都出来了。
Just like if you pick up a single grape, you pick up the whole cluster.
所以我们要感谢神在我们身上给我们一个破口，给我们一个弱点，让我们来经历神。
Therefore, we have to be thankful that God exposed that we have a weakness or something.Wrong in our lives.
这是我们个人的问题。
So that we can through the solving the problem.
教会也有肉体要对付的。
And that is for individuals and for church too.
保罗在林前三章三节说：“你们人是属肉体吗？”
And then Paul in the First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3 says, "Are you still carnal?"
因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗
？Because there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, and you are not carnal.And are you not carnal and behaving just like mere men?
一个属肉体的教会最明显的表现，哈，保罗说最突出的一个表现。
If a church is carnal, the most obvious manifestation
就是在教会里面有嫉妒、有纷争。
That there are envy, strife, and division.
这个Jim Simber 这个Brooklyn Tabernacle 教会的牧师。
Pastor Jim Simbala, the pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
他曾经说过，不是毒品。
He says it's not drugs.
不是逼迫。
It's not persecution.
不是因为教会缺钱。
It's not lack of money.
不是这一类的事情让圣灵担忧。
It's not these things that cause the Holy Spirit to grieve.
而神儿女们中间的闲话、中伤的话。
But the gossips and slanders.
叫圣灵担忧，叫就会分裂。
That will cause the Holy Spirit to grieve and cause division in the church.
所以他在教会的里面，他一直做一件事情。
So he keeps up doing one thing at church.
每隔着一段时间，他们欢迎新加入这个教会的 member 的时候。
Every once in a while, when they welcome newcomers.
他讲到最后，他一定叮咛他们一件事。
Then, when he shared the encouragement, he always reminds them.
我们也感谢主带着很多新来的来我们中间。
But thank the Lord that, for bringing many newcomers to our midst.
那原谅我，我也会不定期。我也希望我们教会有更多的领袖常常这样子的跟弟兄姊妹提醒。
And I hope more brothers and sisters, the leaders will remind everyone.
在我们中间，我们决定不容许在背后对人的批评论断。
That we will not tolerate aloud slanders or gossip.
如果有任何人伤害了你
if there anyone harm you,
有任何人藐视了你、忽略了你、造成了你的不舒服
or despise you or neglected you, that you feel very uncomfortable.
请你直接去找他。
Please go to that person directly.
不管是牧师，不管是教会的长职，不管是教会任何的弟兄姊妹
，whether it's a pastor, elders, deacons, or any brothers and sisters，
你直接面对面的跟他恢复和谐，一起祷告。
Go to the person, reconcile, pray with the person。
我们决定不容许，也不希望听见有人在背后批评论断任何其他的人。
We do not allow or tolerate any gossip or slander。
因为这是一件非常不公平的事情。
Because that is something so unfair。
因为你所批评论断他的事情，让他完全没有机会去解释。
Because you're doing behind his back, you're not giving him a chance to explain。
先不要说你是否加油添醋歪曲的事实。
Let's not say that you might have exaggerated or say something untrue.
就算你讲的句句都是真的，但是对方却不知道。
Even if you're telling nothing but the truth, but the other person does not know.
我们都不完全。
We're all imperfect.
我们都有缺陷。
We all have shortcomings.
教会的长子、同工，每一个人都有弱点。
And all the elders, deacons, we all have shortcomings.
我们传道人每一个牧者，我们身上都有说不尽的软弱和弱点。
And all the ministers have shortcomings.
我们需要在爱中彼此包纳，彼此包容，彼此接纳。
We need to tolerate and accept one another in love.
我宁可希望你当面的责备胜于背后的爱情。
I rather that you will confront instead of behind their back.
我在教会服侍的这些年间里面。
During my services at church,
我已经听过很多人当面说余弟兄我很爱你，但是背后我听见多少的话在批评。
I've heard many people come to me and say, "Brother, you, I love you," but yet they're slandering God behind my back.
神的仆人最深最重的都还不是世界的逼迫和反对。
So those who hurt the ministers the most, actually are not from the world.
乃是神儿女们不肯当面。来交通，而在背后一直批评，一直重伤。
But they're from brothers and sisters who will not confront the slander behind that.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣自己都说，一个家若自相纷争，就必败落。
The Lord Jesus says, if a house is divided, the house will perish.
所以我们欢迎所有主带来我们中间新来的弟兄姊妹。
We welcome all the newcomers the Lord has brought in.
我希望我们全教会一起来建立一个很好的家风。
We hope to create a very good culture here.
在我们中间没有批评论断背后伤人的事情。
That there will be no gossip or slandering that will hurt.
这是我一直为着我们教会过去这几年一直很感恩的事情。
And this is something I'm very grateful for the past several years.
虽然也许有些话我没有听到，但是至少在我面前，我没有听到什么人在背后批评论断。
Maybe I have not heard, but I have not heard any slandering or gossip.
我希望我们一起来维护这个好的家风。
I hope we together keep this good culture.
教会也有教会肉体的表现。
Sure, there will be some carnal expressions or manifestations.
保罗说：“你们人是属肉体吗？因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。”
That's why Paul says to the church at Corinth, "So are you still carnal? For there is envy, strife, and divisions among you."
他说：“这岂不是属乎肉体
？”Are you not carnal?
照着世人的样子行吗
？And behaving like mere men.
好，弟兄姊妹，我的信息要结束了。
But my message is about to end.
但是我希望我们在主的面前，虽然今天的信息有点重哈。
The message could might have been a little bit heavy.
但是我希望知道今天的信息非常非常重要。
I hope you know that this message is very important. There's a difference between living in the flesh and living in the spirit.
活在基督里和活在亚当里,
or living in Christ and living in Adam.
活在新造里和活在旧造里,
living in the old creation and living in the new creation.
弟兄姊妹，这是天壤之别。
And the difference is a matter of heaven and earth.
不要把它当作是一个要求和责备。
Do not take it as a rebuke or a requirement.
要把它当作是一个应许和祝福。 来竭力追求,
but a promise and a blessing that we ought to go after.
让我们都能够追求属灵,
that we will go after spiritual things.
脱离肉体和情欲一切的辖制,
and depart from the corruption and the bondage of the flesh.
我们唱一首诗歌只唱两节, 567首。
Let's sing a hymn for just two verses.
567首,
567.
我们唱第一节跟第四节。
Stanzas 1 and 4.
预备来。
主求你当在我心里外， 在无他求，
得到了完全的自由。
You have given us complete freedom in Christ.
已经把肉体连同肉体的闲情私欲都已经钉在十字架上。
You have crucified the flesh and all its passions and desires on the cross.
主啊，把那个单纯的信心赐给我们。
Please give us this pure faith.
让我们来接受这个伟大的事实。
That we will accept this great truth.
让我们再也不欠肉体的债。
That we will no longer owe the flesh.
去顺从肉体活着。
And follow the flesh.
来让我们能够成为一般随从圣灵而行的人。
We become a group of people who follow the Holy Spirit.
让我们不仅仅得到生命和平安。
Not only we receive peace and life.
也因着在圣灵里面让我们多结果子。
And because we live in the Spirit, we will yield much fruit.
哦，主啊，提醒我们。
Please remind us.
那属肉体的人不能够讨神的喜欢。
Those who are of the flesh cannot please God.
而且是与神为仇。
And they're enemies of God.
而且是不能够来承受神的国。
Cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
主啊，祝福我们。
Lord, please bless us.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
吸引我们。
And draw us.
让我们来追求圣灵里永存的事。
That we will pursue the spiritual eternal things.
祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹们。
Please bless every brothers and sisters here.
保守我们。
Please keep us.
都活在你的喜悦中。
That we will live in your pleasure.
在这里我们一起为着神家特别的需要交给你。
Today we want to commit our special needs in your hand.
你这位全有全足全丰的神。
You such an all-sufficient God.
你为我们打开天窗。
Please open the window of heaven.
倾倒你的祝福在你的教会中。
And pour down your blessing to your church.
我们为着所需要的, 我们举起信心的手向你呼求。
We lift up our hands of faith and cry out to you.
我们要向山。
We want to look up to the hills.
我们就知道我们的帮助是要从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the creator of the heaven and earth.
他的膀臂从来没有短缺。
His arm is never short.
在他没有难成的事。
There's nothing too difficult for him.
主，你激动全教会的心。
Lord, please motivate the whole church.
让我们起来屈膝向你祷告。
And we will rise up and pray to you.
让我们扬声向你呼求。
And we will cry out to you.
用我们爱心的奉献和信心的祷告。
And through our offering out of love and prayer in faith.
让你的旨意丰丰富富的成就在我们身上。
That your will be fulfilled in our midst.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们也求你继续安慰志恩和他两个孩子。
We continue to comfort Brother Paul and his children.
保守祝福这个家。
Keep and bless this family.
也祝福今天继续在路上回来的弟兄姊妹们。
And bless brothers and sisters still on the way back.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.